take our Bibles and turn to Jeremiah chapter 18 tonight. Jeremiah chapter 18. We'll try to bring to you some thoughts God's placed on our heart. Actually, last week I thought, boy, I tell you, probably somebody's going to get up and preach it anyway before I ever get to preach. Amen. But it doesn't matter. The way most of us Baptists are, if we preach it again, most folk wouldn't remember it anyway. Just preach it again. Amen. But it's good to be saved tonight. Jeremiah chapter 18. Would you stand with us if you can? We stand to read the Word of God tonight, Jeremiah chapter 18. And we want to just try to preach to you some thoughts. Keep your Bible open, if you will, to this Scripture. If God directs our heart this way, and then we'll be in this area of Jeremiah for a little while tonight. Jeremiah chapter 18. And let's begin reading about verse 13. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, heathen, who hath heard such things, the virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. You may be seated. Father, we ask you to bless the Word of God tonight. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord, like we never needed you before tonight. Lord, the Holy Ghost of God, would you fill me and use me tonight, and to be a blessing to those, and Lord, to be edifying to the church, and Lord, speak to sinners if there's one here tonight. But Lord, help us, God, as your people, to worship you tonight and receive the Word of God in these last days. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I want to go tonight to verse 15 for the thought tonight from the Word of God, and try to preach on the thought tonight on stumbling from the ancient paths. Stumbling from the ancient paths. Now the Bible tells us here in this verse, and God saying this, because my people. Now that's a direct statement to a certain people tonight. There's no getting around that. He's talking to his people. He's not talking to the sinner tonight. He's talking to his people. He said, because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths. Stumbling from the ancient paths. To walk in paths in a way not cast up. And I want to use that tonight for the thought. Now, I want to notice some words in this chapter tonight as the Lord directs our heart. Of course, he's talking about ancient paths here tonight. And that word stumble means to be feeble. It means to be weak, or to be made weak, and to stumble. And he said they're stumbling from the ancient paths. And of course, the paths has got an interpretation of that. It means paths of long durations, ancient paths. He's talking about those that have been there for a long time. And ancient paths. And he said they're perpetual paths. They just keep on going. And that's what we know. God's got the kind of paths that we need to walk on. It is not new paths. It's not forgotten paths from the Lord, but and they're relevant to every generation. I believe it's relevant to all of us tonight. You say, well, preacher, you're talking about my grandpa. No, I'm talking about you and me tonight. Brother, the paths, the ancient paths, are paths that you and I are to walk on tonight. It means perpetual. It means continuous existence. In other words, they are relevant to our society today. The ancient paths that God has established for his people to walk in. The ancient paths, of course, are established by the Word of God. The paths that we walk on as God's people, they're established by the Word of God. And by the way, they're still good tonight. They're still good. And so the paths that he's talking about, God's got a complaint here tonight in this particular verse of Scripture. He said they're stumbling from in their ways from the ancient past, stumbling in their ways from the ancient past. If my phone rings tonight, I forgot to turn it off. And so if it does, somebody answer it. But we'll find that he talks about the ancient past tonight, that we're stumbling from those paths that we are used to walking in. Now I'm glad to know that I've been acquainted with the ancient pathways that God has established for us to walk in. I praise God for that, don't you? I'm not ashamed of the ancient pathways. I'm not ashamed of my forefathers. I'm not ashamed of my grandmother and my grandfather. I'm not ashamed of my mother and those ancient paths that they walked in. As long as they're walking in the Word of God, and that's what it makes good. And that's what makes it good. And so God's dealing with this in Jeremiah's day. He's talking to them about ancient paths. He's talking about old paths, of course, as he says over in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verses 16. He's talking about those ancient pathways. And so I want you to notice several things about this tonight. And what does God say about this? And what does God say about this? And the Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 6, back over just a few chapters there. Turn over, we'll stay there for a while tonight. And what did God say about this? And you know, it's not what I say tonight. It's not what you say tonight. But what does God say about the ancient pathways? And God, how the things that God has established. And by the way, I learned a long time ago, God knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he was doing when he established the pathways that you and I should walk in. God knew exactly what he was doing. And brother, the Bible said here, what does God say about it? Well, the Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. God is saying something about the pathways that you and I are supposed to walk in tonight. That's right. And so when God says it, it just got to do with inspiration. Amen. If God says it, it's got to do with inspiration. And the Word of God is given by the Holy Ghost. And holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And they pinned it down as God gave it to them. It has to do with inspiration tonight. And so if God says it, it's been inspired by the Holy Ghost of God. And 1 Peter chapter 1, I like this verse. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. A prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It didn't come by the will of man. Those men didn't write the scriptures as we know it today of their own volition. They wrote it because they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost of God and spake the word of God and wrote the word of God down, and we've got it today preserved for every generation, and we've got it today in our time because God said the word of God. It's talking about inspiration tonight. And this way it came not on old time by the will of man, and the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I tell you what they did. When they wrote down the scriptures, I believe they just stood back in amazement and said, did I write that? Did I write that? Because it wasn't their thoughts. It wasn't their inspiration. But it was God inspiring them to write the divine word of the Holy God. It's God-given scriptures. It's God-preserved scriptures. But it's God give us the word of God for us today. And we need to walk in the pathways that God give us to walk in, because God inspired this precious word of God. Amen. And so the Bible said, I like what he said over in 2 Samuel chapter 23, the second verse. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Amen. His word was in my tongue. And that's what those men thought as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost of God. His word was in my tongue. Did I write that? I couldn't have wrote that. But oh yes, you did write that, because the word of God was in their tongue, and they wrote down the scriptures as we know it today. We ought to thank God for those men of God, and we ought to thank God for those prophets of God that gave us the scriptures today, and we're to honor them because they put down some pathways that you and I are to walk in, and we're to stay with them, and because it's the right way, it's a good way, it's God's way, and that's the way that we're saved tonight, because it's God-given word tonight. It's God's given word.
Amen. And so the Bible said here, and then what does God say about this? And so God has got the scriptures, and that's what we go by tonight. And that's the reason I got up here and I read the Word of God. I read the scriptures tonight, and because it's what God says. Amen. It's still a King James. It's 1611. And but it'll stand with the world's on fire. And but it's not re-inspired. It's not double inspired. And the Bible is inspired and by the Holy Ghost of God and preserved for this generation today. Amen. It's God-given word tonight. Amen. And so what did God say about that? And notice something else here. And so God's got his word to say. And so we've got plenty to preach on tonight. I'm not just sort of kidding around with them this week about there being nothing left to preach, you know, because these men have got up and seemed like they preached all the way through the Bible and preached the word of God. But I'm just kidding about that, because I'm brother, this book is full. And this book is real. And this book is alive. And this book will work when the world's on fire. It'll stand when nothing else is standing. And this book will support itself. It'll stand on its own, because it is of the divine and word of the Holy God. Amen tonight. And so what did God say about the ancient pathways? And God established those pathways and give them ways to walk in tonight. And then there was something else. What does Jeremiah say? Will Jeremiah have something to say there in Jeremiah chapter 2? And look what he said over in chapter 2 and verses 1 and through verses 9. And woe were the word of the Lord that came to me, saying, the word of the Lord that came to me, Jeremiah said. And the words of Jeremiah said, I was there, and all of a sudden the word of God had came to me. And boy, that's an honor, and that's a privilege, because God called him out, and God called him to preach, and God called him to write, and then he called him to inspire, and that word of God, he called him to exalt it, he called him to exhort it, and brother, to declare the precious word of the Holy God, and because Jeremiah had something to say. Amen. Jeremiah had something to say tonight. And so what did Jeremiah say? He said, the word of the Lord came to me. And you might as well quit trying to get mad at the preacher because he's preaching. If he said the word of God, you just might as well take it and soak it up. And brother, take it and learn to love it and stay with the word of God. And brother, be glad that he preached to you. And because God gave it to him. And if God gave it to him, it was meant for you tonight. Amen. God gives it to us through the man of God. And that's what the call was for. And that's what God called us for, is to preach the word of God. And so what Jeremiah said, go. You know what he said there? And look in the second verse. He said, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, the Lord, thus saith the Lord, I remembered thee. And now, oh, listen now. We're getting into some good ground here tonight. He said, I remember thee. And Jeremiah said, the Lord told me to tell you that I remember you. Amen. And you know, they think they're really doing something today when they think they got this memory bank, you know, in the computer system. And all these gigabytes and all that stuff. And they think they really got it. But Brother God had a memory a long time before they ever got a computer. And I'm going to tell you, Brother, it pulls it up. It shows you what it is. And God said, I got something to tell you. And because I remember you. I remember when you used to walk in the ancient pathway, but you got away from that pathway. I remember when you used to be on fire for God. Amen. Now look what he said here. And when you read this tonight, you think Jeremiah was in Chattooga County and was preaching to a Baptist church. You just about think that he was here preaching to a bunch of Baptists. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, he said, I remember you. I'm glad God don't forget us. Amen. I'm glad God don't forget the things we used to do. And most of the time, that's the way we are. It's what we used to do. It's what we used to say. It's how we used to preach. It's how we used to testify. It's how we used to shout. It's how we used to pray. But my friend, it's what we ought to be doing today. Amen. Amen. Now I want to go a little bit further than this tonight. And so don't turn me off. Radio's still on. And look at this. I remember thee. Look what he said there in that verse. He said, I remember thee. He said, the kindness of thy youth. Amen. The kindness of thy youth. And he's talking to Jeremiah and talking to the people of God in relationship to the time that they had a new relationship with God Almighty. And when they was in their youth and they got saved by the good grace of God and they're stirred up for God and they're fired up for God, and God said, I remember you in the kindness of thy youth. And just something about, you know, there's just something about when the folks get saved, it changes their life. You notice that? And brother, when you get saved, it changes your way of living. Amen. And you even, you might have been an old brat and an old sapphos. But when you get saved, you'll have some kindness about you. And you'll have something about you that folks can enjoy being around you. And brother, he said, I remember you in the kindness of your youth. But you got away from death and you got sour on God. You got rebellious on God. And you got away from the Lord. And brother, today, you got away from those ancient pathways. Amen. Oh, when God saves you, God puts you in the family of God. He puts you on a pathway, a way to walk.
Amen.
It's a good way to walk. I'd rather live for the Lord anything in this world, hadn't you? Yeah. I'd rather live for Jesus anytime, any place, anywhere, than to be in this old stinking world and brother have no hope, have no help, and brother have no joy, have no help. I'm no home, but today I've got joy, I've got help, I've got a home, I've got a place to go to, and along the way I've got some good place I've got to walk in, because God said there's a pathway to walk in. Got a pathway, spread that ancient path. That pathway where when you first got saved, you're so kind. And can I do anything around the church? Can I help? Can I do anything? Just let me know. And you get a few years and a few miles on you, you know, and you'll say, well, I'll serve my time. You think you've been in prison. You think you've been in prison. I'll serve my time. I'll let somebody else have it. The joy is gone. The joy is gone. The thrill is gone. The kindness is gone. Amen. Ancient pathways. Oh, get back in those. I got to get back. Look what he said now. Not only he talks about the kindness, he said the love of thine espouses. Amen. The love of thine espouses. He's talking about our love. And now John dealt with that in Revelation chapter 1 or 2. He talks about how in that church that had left its first love. Oh, that first love. You remember that first love? Oh, when God first saved you. When God reached down and pulled you out of the miry pit. Brother picked you up out of the briar patch. Took you out of a horrible pit in the miry clay. You couldn't get loose. You couldn't get out. Yeah, there's no hope, it seemed like. And everybody giving up on you. And it seemed like there was nothing you could do. But all of a sudden, the good grace of God, and brother came along, and the man of God preached to your heart, and the Holy Ghost of God convicted you of your sin. And brother God reached down in that old muck and the mire of sin and picked you up and got you up and cleaned you up and put you on an ancient pathway. The love of these spouses, that first love. He said, and we ought to be in our first love.
Amen.
I don't want to love anything else more than God, do you? This thing's getting too big. I'm going to have to hurry. But I want you to notice this. He talks about there and the first love. And just like when you met your wife, you know. Amen. Your first love. Nobody like her. Most wonderful person I've ever met in my life. The love of my life. And oh, and after a few years, and you wonder where the first love went. Amen. Amen. Well, it's an ancient pathway. That first love. Look at this in this verse also. He talks about the love of thine espousals. And he said, when thou wentest after me, when thou wentest after me, seeking after God, seeking after God, trying to get more of God, you can get more salvation. You sure can learn more about God. You sure can grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And he said, when you're seeking after God, When you get over in your prayer room somewhere alone with God and you get talking with God and say, "Whoa, God, I want to get closer to you. I want to get back to where I'm that it used to be." And that's a good pathway to walk on. It's a pathway when you're close to God. Close to God. Seeking after God. Oh, Pastor Paul knew what he was talking about when the Holy Ghost said, "I want you to write this down." He said, "That I may know him." The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I want to tell you something. And brother, listen, at the fellowship, the power of his resurrection and experiencing the delights of being close to God, it comes for the price. Amen. It comes for the price, because you may also have to have some fellowship and with the sufferings that Jesus went through with. If they hated him, they'll hate you also. And you, if he persecuted him, they're going to persecute us also. So it comes a lot of times with the love of God. When we love him, when you love, you're trying to get closer to God. I see, I remember back in our early days when we first got right with God, and boy, I'm telling you, revival was on every night. I'm talking about, brother, we was going to meetings every night of the week, dragging the kids at the revival services every night. I'm telling you, it was on, and everything with God was stirred, and God was moving, and God, and people were getting close to God. And while we was confessing things that went even wrong a lot of times, and because we wanted to get closer to God, and brother, God, I was drunk seeking after God. Want more God. Just to get closer to him. Abraham, gave up. He gave up a good thing. He gave up a good thing. We stretch to give up bad things. No habit or sin is besetting us, And boy, I tell you, we'll hang on to it. We'll drag it down the road. And we'll hang on to it. I just get tired of giving that up. Old Abraham gave up something good. God said, "I tell you what I want you to do, Abraham." He said, "I want you to take your son, your only son Isaac. You carry him up to the mountain and you put him on the altar and you slay him on the altar." Amen. What did Abraham do? He said, "I'll do it." Yes. He gave up something good. That's a pattern for us today. It don't hurt to give up something good and get closer to God.
Bless him, Lord.
I can't hurry. I ain't going to get through with this. But he talks about that. Listen, what did Jeremiah say about that? He said, "When thou wentest after me, remember when you went after me. Remember when you sought after me. Remember how you used to search and get in the scriptures and find those nuggets." Amen.
Amen.
Find those nuggets. Did you read this? Did you read that?
Yes,
I found that. You had it 1,400 times, but that's the first time they saw it. Boy, they said, "Did you see that?" Amen. I've seen preachers. I'll get mad at you in a minute. I've seen preachers get mad at some other preachers for preaching on something. And I heard one even say in a preacher's meeting one time. He said it out loud while this man was preaching. He said, "I'll move on. They've already heard that." I want to slap his jaw.
Yeah.
Amen. But anyway, I'm not big enough to start that. But he talks about that. What does Jeremiah say? He said, "Remember." He said, "Remember thee. I remember you how that you used to be." I remember how that you used to be. I want to tell you something. There's not one of us in this building can not stand to move up. I'm talking about right here on the. I'm talking about there's not a one of us can not stand and move up and get closer to God and seeking after God. And somebody said, "Well, I've been saved so long, I don't know it all anyway." Yeah, that's what's wrong with you. Amen. More. And I saw like my pastor one time, somebody asked him, I said, "Why don't you preach on the second coming anymore?" He said, "Because I don't know that much about it." I'll see you in just a minute. Amen. Listen, we're to seek after God. And so what did Jeremiah say about that? He said, "I tell you what I want you to do." He said, "Stand in the ways."
Yeah.
Stand in the ways. I know we pass over this. We read this a lot of time, and we just read through it. We're gone. We've been gone 12 hours before. I never think about what it really means and what God's saying to us. He said, stand in the way. I want you to stand in the way. You're going to have to take the dictionary away, preacher, and throw it away. I'm going to preach a while now. Yeah. He said, stand. That word stand means to take one stand. To take one stand. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Please.
I'm not talking about the Pharisee stand. I'm not talking about a better than you stand. I'm not talking about a wrong kind of stand. But you, there's come some time that you've got to take a stand. On the things that are detrimental to the Word of God, you've got to stand. And brother, take a stand. And he said, I want you to stand means to take one. It means to be in a standing attitude. Amen. Be in a standing attitude.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, folks, you know whether you're standing or not.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
A few people go to school there once in a while and apologize about 3 times a week. It'll be all right. Amen. He said, take a stand.
Yes.
It's saying you've got to take a stand. Take a stand. I remember years ago when I went over to Scottsboro, Alabama, they had a reputation over there. And somebody told me, said, all I've ever done is fight over here. All I've ever done is fight churches, fights all fights in the parking lot, you know, this place is fine. I said, not where I'm going to be. I told them, I said, I'm going to tell you folks right now. I said, if you want to fight, go on down the road. I said, I'm not a referee. I'm not going to be a referee. I'm going to be a pastor. If you want to fight, go find someplace else to fight.
Amen.
Amen. It works. It works. Amen. Stand in the ways. And so there's it means to hold one's ground. Hold one's ground. And quit backing up so much. Quit backing up. Well, I didn't really mean that. Quit backing up. If you get the Word of God, know it's in the Scripture. Preach. 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 Amen. Preach it. Stand in the way. It means to remain. Amen. It means to continue. The word stand means to continue. In other words, just keep on standing.
Yes, amen.
You think you're sitting Brother Sammy Allen's meeting, you know. God bless. I love Brother Sammy Allen. Bless. But I tell you, I got to where when they call on for a preacher to stand, I never stand up. Because you have to stand 45 minutes an hour. Amen. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not detrimental about that. That's him. That's fine. And I stood for an hour before myself. But I got to where I wouldn't stand up.
Amen.
Whether I was a preacher or not. But he's talking about to continue. To continue. To continue. Quit backing up. Just continue to stand for the glory of God. Amen. Now, look at this. Not only it, but to me, he's but stand in the ways. The ways. The ways. Now, a lot of people can put their own opinions in there. But you got to get to the Scriptures to find out the ways. It means, of course, it means a path. It means a direction. Amen. A direction. The right direction, if you would. A direction. It means the right kind of a direction. And it means the course of life. The pathway is the course of life. It's a way to live.
Right.
The pathway you walk in as an old-fashioned Christian is a way to live.
Yes.
It affects every part of our life. It affects our home life. It affects our church life. It affects on the job. It's a way of life. And the pathway that God chooses us to walk in is a scripture way in every way of life.
Yes.
It means a course of life. It means moral character. The way... Stand you in the ways. Moral character. Moral character. Brother, having some morality. I tell you, morality in America today has got just about like a pack of dogs. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, what we need today is the Word of God. Amen. And brother, the morals that we need today. Family situation. Family morals. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, it's a pathway to walk in. I still believe that a man ought to marry a woman. Amen.
Amen.
I've never seen a man I'd want to marry, much less date, amen. Amen. So there's a pathway to walk in, moral character. And there's, and then there were, I got to hurry, but I want you to know there's something else. I mean, I stand in your ways and ask for the old paths. That word ask means to inquire of. Stop for a minute and inquire of God. I'd get in the right pathway. Think about it. We're spontaneous folks. Folks will think of something, it sounds so good, we'll just go along with it. I told this, some of you heard this before, but we had certainly before that we came over here, we'd already resigned there, and we hadn't moved over here yet, and we're sort of finding a church.